Right. Last part of the show before the bonus part of the show. Thought we were going to get out of here a little early tonight, but nay. We got into a... I don't even know what... I guess you sidetracked us with breasts, which...
Yeah, sorry. I didn't think that was a bad thing on this show.
No, if I'm going to be sidetracked, that's a good way to be sidetracked.
There you go.
I can't complain. So let me find my Scambusters music. We'll do some Ann Jackson. Of course, Ann is a Japanese national who is originally scammed by a couple guys, and she got re-scammed by people posing as officials from the FBI, the United Nations, Interpol, our military. But Anne, unfortunately, did not realize she does not know everything. And so they told her to do these things in order to reclaim her money. So she wound up losing more money in what they call a reload scam. And unfortunately, please don't tell me that got on the rug.
I held it over my purse.
Oh, my God. You are a garbage pail.
I opened a Coke while Davern was saying that it started exploding. And he's like, all he cares about is the rug, not my safety.
You were holding it away from you.
I know.
Like a cock that could go off at any moment.
And it did.
It did.
I'm very excited.
As well you should be. As well you are. Anyway, so then unfortunately Anne led other scam victims to these people. So we were asked to figure out, was she doing this on purpose? Was she working with the scammers? Is she mistaken? It turns out she's mistaken and doesn't really take to it so quickly. So that's what this is. So what are our categories?
Well, our categories for how many times is this going to be said during this segment are Mr. Davern, Bowl Busting Blue, and Assholes, plural.
Plural.
Yes. Right. So I said that I think that there's going to be 5 Mr. Davins. And that there's going to be at least one occurrence of ball busting blue. And I'm going with 4 assholes.
Right.
Joe's girl said the same. 5 Mr. Davins.
Copycat.
She believes in 2 ball busting blues and 2 assholes. So let's see.
Mr. Davern.
Well, there's one.
It will be laughed since this happened to me. They did this to me. Destroy my whole life. Not part of the life, the whole life.
The whole life.
I have been working hard for many years, and I still work hard to pay the debts till I die. She feels bad about it because she borrowed money from students and from friends and from our job.
Her ex-husband, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so she's trying.
Everybody.
So hardworking. Yeah. I cannot tolerate the lies which destroy the victim's lives. The victim's, victim C, is suffering from street life. She's very sick. That's the first I'm hearing. I guess she's saying she's on the street. I don't know that to be true.
She's suffering from street life. I'm not really... Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was a bad 80s band. Street life.
Street life, yeah. Bad.
They used to open for Skid Row.
Close.
Yeah. It was a Skid Row cover band, Street Life.
Street Life.
They threatened me a lot to pay for so-called legal funds transfer. In fact, they choked my money. They are real scammers. The way they did to me is real mafia ways. They deserve being arrested in the end. I need to stand out telling the truth and expose them to the world. I am taking actions in my little spare time. You never know what I suffer from. Yeah, I do. I'm talking to you. They make me sick, and they should vomit the money from the victims.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how that works.
I don't know if I want it back.
Baby bird it.
In quite that way.
They should baby bird the money. Mama bird and baby bird.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they should do.
Regurgitate the money. Yeah, I don't want them to... vomited exactly.
Oh, that was Joe going yeah yeah. I thought like a cat was in pain or something.
What?
That's what like I think it was where Joe was going yeah yeah yeah, and it was like
oh,
is Maui up in pain? Is there a raccoon?
Oh,
outside?
I saw you looking around. I couldn't hear it from here. I'm like, what is he looking for?
That's what it was.
Oh my God, it's Joe singing. Sounds like a sick cat.
that part did.
God.
Scammer Melvin Santos, you sent me mails claiming yourself as a real secretary from UN. See, that's just it, a real secretary. Not the secretary. A real secretary. He's just taking dictation, bitch.
Yeah.
Tell you something. Now you are hiding like chicken behind your mail address.
What?
That's where I hide my chicken. I don't want to share.
Wait a minute. So I hide my chicken in my mailbox. But that's just a personal preference. Wait, you're hiding like a chicken behind your mail address? Oh, I see. So, okay, I get it.
Like a coward.
Yes.
You were posted as a terrorist. Remember last week, one of the websites posted, like, well, we don't have a picture, so we're going to use a terrorist picture, which we were not.
So dumb.
I can see you're a real scammer. What did you say to
me?
Now you are using these fucking mafias, James H. Miller, Parker D. Green, and a big fraud star called Brown Cotton under FBI cheating.
Roll call.
Cheating on people. All of you chuck my money out of $90,000. Second time? Well, not the second time. She's been saying that a while.
She's been saying that.
James H. Miller stole the gold bars from the Talibans.
Come, Mr. Taliban, steal me gold bars. It wasn't a very popular song.
No. Yeah. Number one, American soldiers stole the gold bars from Taliban, asking for the help from me. That's the first clue. It's bullshit. Right?
Yeah.
Why would you?
Why her? Yeah.
You have to feel pretty important. Like there is an element of narcissism when you fall for that one.
I'm thinking so. Yeah.
And she is narcissistic.
Well, if you think about it, there's an element of narcissism in those, you know, the old Nigerian scam letter when they used to say that, you know, oh, you're the only person that can help us with this banking problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you. Middle America, nobody. You're the only person that can help us.
No, and clearly I am.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you
I
are.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
I am. Then Interpol and FBI tried to help
me,
but finally they threatened
me
to pay and pay. Number two.
Sorry.
FBI man Brown Cotton does not know how to fly to Japan since he has no idea. FBI men are idiots? She's asking me a question.
Yeah.
He's not a fucking pilot, stupid.
No, and he's
not a GPS. I think, now, if you're asking me, I think it's bullshit he doesn't know how to get on a plane.
Really?
And if you believe he doesn't know how to get on a plane, then that's why you should know it's bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a red flag right there. Hey, you know, this guy's not so bright.
Yeah, it's like, okay, he works for a major government agency and can't catch a flight. Okay.
Number three, Interpol asked me to pay 3,500 euros, and then they will move on sending the delegates to Hong Kong and getting my funds back. Then they asked for more payment. Yeah, because they're scammers.
Yes.
Number four, see the truth. You can see this fucking Brown Cotton is a real fraud star. Fraud star! This is a conversation between Anne and Brown Cotton. This is Anne. No need to contact
me.
I will send the info out because this is the truth. The truth is from all of you who destroy
me.
Brown Cotton goes, send it now. Again, it has to be now.
Yeah.
Anne goes, fuck off. I will. I am doing. Never contact
me.
You use me. All of you use my resource to arrest the criminals. Ha ha ha. Go to hell. Burn in hell. I'll expose everything that you do to
me.
See, she's so narcissistic that she thinks the FBI, the Interpol, whatever, needs her fucking YouTube videos and blogs
to get this work done.
Yes,
and to figure out who scammers are.
You have to be narcissistic. She has to be so narcissistic to fall for this.
Yeah.
The type of narcissism that only I can possess, if I could say it right. Narcissism. Spell that.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Brown Cotton. You will see yourself in jail. I guess there's a mirror in prison.
I guess there is.
Anne goes, threats, ha ha, I will expose this to the people around the world. Who uses
me?
All of you, you try to kill
me.
You're a real killer. James Miller, Parker Green, Eric Bohr are killing
me.
These hunters are doing it because of you. You cheat on the victim's money. Do not threaten
me
because you do this to
me.
And then this is from an email from Parker Green to Anne. James has been held in Abu Dhabi in United Arab Emirates. I thought those are two separate countries.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess half of them.
Wait, aren't they two different countries?
I think so. Now they said the package he is carrying is containing gold. That's capitalized, by the way. Gold!
Gold! In them there hills!
And he must pay for the clearance. I asked him to leave the gold with
me,
but he did not. They are asking for $7,500. Please contact Brown, as I have also sent message to Brown. They will seize the gold and hold him, maybe send him to court and jail him for carrying gold in such quantity without no legal license. Please try to help him. God bless.
Wait, now, he's supposed to be stuck in Abu Dhabi. When did this happen?
Miller?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess he's not stuck in the Bahamas anymore. Wasn't he in jail in the Bahamas?
I thought so. And all of a sudden, now he's gotten a reprieve, and now he's in Abu Dhabi. You know, he's got a really nice set of jails that he's been put in. The Bahamas, Abu Dhabi.
Like with this whole Trump thing that's going on,
yeah.
where they were sending Giuliani and Barr all over the world.
Right.
I'm just thinking, you know, if they could have just relied on Ann Jackson to solve all these problems.
Well, she would have a handle on it.
Then Pompeo and Trump.
Barr.
They wouldn't be in trouble.
They wouldn't be involved.
Ann would have solved this shit. And I'll tell you what, Ann would have taken up the job too.
Oh, she would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ann would do it.
Yeah, oh, she would.
Idiot Mike Pompeo doesn't know how to fly to Japan.
Isn't it fucking idiot Mike Pompeo?
No, it's fucking idiot Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yes, it is.
Fucking so-called America's mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, my God, yes.
Scammer Melvin Santos. You are a real scammer because I have the real record that you sent to
me.
Who is a fucking liar? You are. That was a rhetorical question.
Yeah, I know. I think she knew the answer.
You are a real one who scammed people money. You asked whom to send mails to. Now the mess media and anti-scam signs want the truth, and you were all hiding like chicken. The truth is that you did take money from the victims and ask them to send the money to David Moore in Ghana. That should be the first fucking clue right there.
Yeah.
James H. Miller and Parker Green are online all the time. They are real scammers, and you are the big one behind all of this. You're the head honcho.
You're the big one.
See, that's how another way you know you're dealing with a scammer, when they're always online.
They have nothing else to do?
No, they have other people working on it.
Well, that's their job, is
yeah,
being
it's,
online.
Yeah, it's not one person.
Right.
Is this the real way of UN? No. You are abusing UN, or UN are all liars. No.
No.
So far, I can see you are a scammer as well as a terrorist. Well, and then this is from a bullshit UN site at secretary.net.
Oh, boy.
So they address it to her. What can I do for you? We are rules here.
We are rules here.
We are rules here.
Yes.
Kindly stop forwarding mails to this email address if you are contacting us. Just direct mails to us. We will not respond to you if we see forwarded mails in our database. Yours sincerely, Dr. Melvin. That is so poorly fucking written. But I mean, she's from Japan, but still.
Yeah, I know.
Another one. One more abusive word from you, and we will never reply to your mail again. Are you an idiot? Period. I feel like I've read this one before, but here it is again. Why do you tell me we are all liars? It is your father and your mother who is a liar.
Oh, snap!
That might be new.
Oh, no, that's new. You did not.
Do you know who you are insucting?
They've said that before.
Yes.
Insucting.
Insucting. I like when they insuct.
I like
and I let them know I like being insucked.
Yeah, the insuction is good.
Since you think it is scam, I want you to come to France here so you can see for yourself. We can arrest Brown, which they did before you have asked them to release him. Do you send any money to Mr. Eric? Period. If yes, period. Please. Sometimes they don't use punctuation. Sometimes they use too much.
Yeah, no, they don't have that nice, delicate balance.
No.
Right.
Please send the proof that you sent money to him. Then we will arrest him, too. Mr. Brown cannot be arrested again because you ordered for his release earlier, Dr. Melvin. So once you get out of jail free card, you're done.
You're done. You no more charges can
Correct.
Be brought. Yeah.
My reply. Dr. Melvin, let people judge you if you were real or fake. We have. People told
me
you are scammers from Nigeria. You insulted
me.
I have no idea how to say to you. Yes, you do, woman. You're never lost for words.
Really?
I did contact you from official site. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
But you said to
me
you are a scammer. But people said to me you are a scammer.
Yeah, okay.
How can I say? You told me I am an idiot.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Please tell people you are UN secretary. He's got no problem telling them that.
Yeah, no, he'll do that.
People will never believe it. Who is a liar? I am telling you the truth. But you said I am a liar. Scammer Melvin Santos.
Na, 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 na.
You were hiding like chicken. You told me you were real. You asked
me
to send mails to you to this mail address. You do not reply, but the last one you sent to
me
is asked me to pay for the fees since the funds were moved to fucking Hong Leong Bank. You never replied to
me
because you are a scammer. Or he's busy, bitch. No.
Yeah, he's busy scamming lots of people. You don't have time to... He can't be on you 24/7.
No, I can.
Yeah. But you know... Well,
I'd like
wow.
to be.
On top of Anne?
Of course.
Oh, dear.
I'll tell you what, because no matter what happens, she's going to be confused and tell me I'm an asshole and the best at the same time.
Yes.
I like that. I like the mixed signals.
Oh, it keeps you guessing. Keeps
That's
you going.
When no means yes or no or maybe. Or,
keeps you working.
Yeah. and I can vomit up money to pay her.
I can too, you know, with unsettled tummy.
Yeah. We have not, this is again Tahar, we have not responded to your mail since the over 120 days now. It's due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. Your funds are in Malaysia, which was moved to the Hong Leong Bank. Your response is highly needed, so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Thanks, Dr. Santos.
Your funds are highly needed.
Oh, excuse me. Thanax.
Oh, Thanax.
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 Ain't got no time for no spell check now, bitch.
Well, yeah, because her response is highly needed.
No. Fucking lies, lies, lies. I never see any funds info. Ha, ha, ha. Scam, scam, scam.
Okay.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's two.
This is what they tried to cheat on me. Scammer so-called James H. Miller is criminal. This fucking Melvin Santos is a real snakehead behind all of this.
Ooh, snakehead. That's new.
I did report him to UN many times, and I forwarded the post from anti-scam site to UN. This man cheats on me in the very beginning. He always asks me to pay and pay, and I never see any fucking money. Then you should fucking stop sending money. He stole the gold bars from the Taliban's and Parker Green scammed me with Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, and Jennifer Green. They lie and lie. I never see the funds. This man is criminal. This man cheats on my money and destroys my whole life. This man is trying to kill me because he wants the money. Yep. He chokes my money. James H. Miller is a real scammer. He is also good at cheating on people's love. He cheated on one victim called Rita.
Oh,
remember now she had a thing
for
Miller too, Ann. So.
Yeah, she did.
So settle your sweet tits down. They nipples or no nipples? I don't know. Settle down.
But you'll get to the bottom of that.
Like a Tootsie Pop, I will lick.
I wonder, was Rita like supposed to be with Miller before Ann got in the picture, or what's the order?
I don't know the timeline.
Okay.
This is somebody sent this to her. I don't know from who. I think maybe from Rita.
Okay.
Hello, Ann. Each day now I live with one regret, and that regret is hurting Miller. We had only just begun on our journey to know each other, but in the few words he did speak to me, I knew one thing, and that was he had a beautiful big heart. I wanted so much for it to work for us, but I guess I went into a rage because I thought he was a scammer because of the way things went. But now, do I think he's a scammer? No.
I
don't think that. Not at all. I know after reading his message again today, he was just hurt because I did not give him this gift. See, now this goes back to what I was talking about at the top of the show.
Yeah.
Where if you don't know that it's bullshit, you can get completely spun up in this shit. Like, she's legitimately like, oh, man, I heard him and everything. Yeah. Well, I fucking heard him and I'm doing it on purpose. But then when they come back, I'm still upset. I go, oh, wait a minute. This is all bullshit.
Wait, I forgot for a second.
I slap myself. Like, come on, stupid. You're doing good. But she don't know.
She doesn't know.
Because it's only bullshit for one of them and it's not her.
And you're just reading it. You can't hear the person's voice.
Right.
You know, if it's somebody is speaking English as a second language, there's the language barrier. Ugh.
Well, she thinks he's a soldier.
Yeah, I know. But where is she from?
I don't know.
She sounds like
That's
a native English speaker.
That's the first time we're
speaker.
Hearing this.
Yeah.
So this is between Anne and Miller. Anne goes, all I want is my money. That money belongs to my company. And Miller writes in ball-busting blue.
Ooh, ball-busting blue!
If you have the money, send to the bank directly for the transfer. Anne says, and I quote, fuck you.
Of course she did.
Miller responds in ball-busting blue, don't send to anybody.
Oh, wow.
Anne goes, advanced fee fraud. Miller says in ball-busting blue, no. Anne goes, scam, scam, criminal. Miller goes in ball-busting blue, this is transfer fees for your funds. How much is the funds? And then this is a conversation between Anne and Miller. And Anne opens with criminal. Always ask money. Fuck you. Miller responds in ball-busting blue.
That's all?
Anne goes, go to hell. Miller goes in ball-busting blue. You'll never learn. Anne goes, animal. Go to hell. Animal, animal. Criminal, criminal. Always money.
I always start my formal letters with criminal.
Criminal. Well, this is a formal letter. This is an instant message back.
Oh, sure.
Miller responds in ball-busting blue. It is 2,500 euros. And goes, you never return the money to me. Fuck you. Go to hell if you bother me.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah. Miller responds in ball-busting blue. I can give you the bank contact directly. Of course, because he's a scammer on the payroll.
Yeah.
And goes, I'm going to send it out. Expose the truth. Never. I will never pay. Miller goes in ball-busting blue. You don't need your funds. You don't need your funds again? Like, hey, I'm trying to help you, baby.
Yeah.
Anne goes, because you cheat on my money. Miller goes, no, in ball-busting blue.
Oh.
Anne goes, funds? I have funds, always. Miller responds in ball-busting blue. How much is the funds? So-called Melvin Scanta. So-called.
Melvin Scantos.
No, I fucked it up. So-called. No, I know. So, fuck you. So-called scammers Melvin Santos listed as a terrorist. This is the truth, and UN is fucking lying, org, and I got the reply from UN. UN denied you, and you are not working at the UN at all, so you are a real fake.
A real fake.
A real fake.
Uh-huh.
Pigbusters is completely right, because you cheat on four victims. Pigbusters, not me.
Yeah.
Not your pal who's
no.
been helping her.
No, but Pigbusters has got the answers. At Davin, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking
no respect.
About. Great.
You must pay for the prices. You will, and I will post the truth to the world. It means you will be traced all the time until they change their name. Also, I will call FBI doing real arrest, all of you. And this is to whom it may concern. The UN is a peaceful all right, so this is somebody respond. This is the UN responding to her.
The
oh, no.
real UN?
No. No, this might be. To whom it may concern, the UN is a peaceful organization whose role is to help people. Please seek the assistance of an attorney. This is not a UN matter. Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah, that's probably really them.
Thank you in advance. Then she goes, UN is fine, lying or you do not reply to me. Attach the truth on the site. I will attack. So she's sending this damn go. I got you, son of a bitch. I will attack back since UN is big lying org. UN Melvin Santos is a terrorist. I never get any fucking money back. All right. So she's. I think she's on to it now.
Oh, you think that she understands that that was the real UN writing to her and that she hasn't been talking to them?
I think there's a possibility.
Ooh. Ooh.
All right.
Well, that would be good if that was true, but I don't know. I'm not
so
holding
up. So we found out Rita really fell for Miller.
Yeah, she really did.
Rita really fell for Miller, and Anne heard from the real UN and go, no, you're dealing with the real... You're dealing with fakes.
Yes.
And she attached that to Melvin Santos.
And you need to talk to a real attorney.
Yes.
To help
Which
you.
Which is stuff I've told her.
Yeah, I know.
But it means nothing when I say it.
No, but Pigbusters now.
Pigbusters!
Pigbusters! If there's something snorty.
Ah, so what are our tallies, my dear?
Well, we had only two Mr. Davins, which is really low. And we both guessed five, so... We had the biggest amount of ball-busting blue ever. I don't think that there's anybody who's not aching right now. There are 11 ball-busting blue.
Oh, they're killing me.
That's crazy. I guessed one. I thought Joe's girl was out on a limb with two. 11! Oh, my God. Hospital. Hospital, please. And there were no assholes to be found. This was just a big old bust.
Right.
With nipples or not.
All right, so we got to thank some folks, and then we're going to do we're going to talk about chores that can end a relationship.
Yeah.
The Facebook Live portion of the show.
Awesome.
I thought this would go short tonight, but it went long.
Yeah, you know what? We have no control.
My throat is shot, but whatever. We'll do it.
Okay.
We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support and sponsorship.
Sensei!
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ. You rock.
Am I doing I guess I'm doing portobellos?
I guess so, since I don't have it.
Ugh. Do you have any of the reads?
I just have mine.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights, which are held throughout the year. The next one is October 25th, where I will be your headliner, so come on out for that. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990, 201-337-8990, or visit them at portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello. So are you going to read something here?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was...
I mean, I've just fucking done two.
I know. You threw me off. Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davin's Den crew. They can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, that's me, and all of you to join them out for a crazy fun paint at sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and have some wine. Their evenings are super fun, and their staff is uber friendly. Everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of fall and holiday signs, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget that the holidays are coming up, and you can make gifts for family and friends. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at www.barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
KGI Design Group is a certified state woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, that will make anything happen for you there. They're great at introductions, setting the tone for your business. They're currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amongst the noise. You want to be individual in what you're doing. You know, like our logo is very unique.
Yes.
And that's what KGI Design will do for you. What is your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call today at 516-420-0013 to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at kgidesigngroup.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and Pinterest. I do. You should. Add the hashtag say hello and Davin's Den to receive a special surprise. So that is KGI Design. Side-splitting Productions. Hey, holiday season's coming up, or you need a comedian for your holiday party or a special event. Corporate party, Sweet 16, restaurant, hotel, Sidesplitting Productions. Go to davincomedy.com, Sidesplitting Productions. Emails or calls 551-404-3094. I did a shitty read on my own. 551-404-3094, davincomedy.com. Messages, I'll fucking hook you up, bitch.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, especially Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, where you'll hear the Richter Observatory, a great classic rock music program featuring Mr. Helix.
So that's Mr. Helix.
HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Here we go. October 4th and 5th, this Friday and Saturday, I will be in Bristol, Pennsylvania at the Comedy Works. Happy to be there again. It's going to be a good show. For tickets, call 215-741-1661. So 215-741-1661. I hope you guys come out. I was like, go into that club. You guys should definitely support it. Or you could always see Mike Keegan if you happen to be in Long Island. Where was he at? He said he's at the brokerage, right?
That's right.
So if you happen to be in Long Island, go support Mike Keegan. Tell him we said hello.
Yeah.
We want to thank him for coming on the air and causing a ruckus in Newsday and whatnot.
Thanks for coming on, Mike. We appreciate it.
The bad boy of Long Island comedy.
That's right. Wait a minute. We have our own bad boy of Long Island comedy.
He don't push the anvil like that.
You never know.
Yeah, he's not pushing.
Time's ticking.
He's talking about ketchup.
Well, you never know. His time will come.
Then he'll wind up in Facebook jail. It's amazing he hasn't. But, yeah, thank you guys for listening live. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. You guys should definitely go to Facebook and go to Davin's Den. Look for us. Put in Davin's Den, D-A-V-I-N-S, Den. And we're going to do a Facebook Live. We're going to be talking about chores that can ruin a relationship. Should be a fun conversation. I just got to make sure I didn't throw that shit away. Do I still have that shit? Hold on. I got so much stuff going on.
I know.
Oh, fuck me. Where is that story?
You know what? It could be on the floor.
Hold on.
You should see him. He whips through all the titles and then he chucks stuff on
the
floor.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
There's
phew.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, we got all sorts of problems going on. All right. Yeah, so definitely check that out. Follow us on Instagram. At Pip Helix?
Yep.
What's Joe's? It's like rock and comedy. And just search Joe Curry. You'll see his stupid
Yeah,
face.
You'll find him. Curry, C-U-R-R-I-E.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter, at Davin's Den, at Pip Helix, at Davin Comedy, at Plankfoot, spelled out.
Yep.
Yeah, and like us on Facebook.
Yeah, Davin's do Den. All those things.
You should do it all. You have fucking homework, you motherfuckers. I'm giving you shit for free. It's the least you could do. Earn your fucking keep, asshole.
Yeah.
Had wait. Enough.
Hold on.
I've had so much of enough, I'm going to do more fucking show. God damn. And if you're listening to the podcast, Adam, our social media guy, posts the video on the Davin's Den Facebook page so you can see. It's a lot of fun. It's just like another segment because you go, you know what? 3+ hours of talking isn't enough. My throat has to fucking bleed. That's what we got
to do. You have to hear more from us.
Oh, I discussed this with Adam. So this is what might be going on with the Facebook Live thing in the future, a little tease.
Okay.
We might do away with the bonus story. It might be scamming scammers.
Oh.
So that might be a visual thing.
Oh,
so we might be bringing back the stories real soon. Adam and I are going to work on that. And then we would post them on YouTube.
Right.
So that might be happening sooner rather than later. You like that idea?
Awesome.
Yeah, because I got a lot of stories to share with you guys.
Yeah, you do.
The question is, do I share the ones I'm doing now or like the old ones? I guess I should do the old ones first.
Well, the old ones first. Some of our classics.
Next one's Clara.
Yeah.
From Twitter, who you guys don't know.
No.
As I recall, that didn't end well. They never do.
Ouch. Yeah, no, eventually they end.
They do end.
It's not always pretty.
Yeah, it's not till death do us part. It's not till death do us part. It's till, like, we're not getting cash out of this asshole.
It's bittersweet for our fake Devin.
Yes, well, he's had a lot of bad relationships. All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.